Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
Oh my gosh, this morning has just been off the hook. I mean, we started off with the Startup Personal In-Home Technology Training Masters, Groovy Tech. They are all over the news, and you're going to hear more and more about them. Then we had the CEO of Comic-Con going to phoenixcomiccon.com, Matt Solberg. And later on, we're going to have the founder of Rising Tycoons. Imagine being able to send your child to a youth entrepreneur program and camp. I mean, something I'd love to go to. But let me tell you, educating our children, it is such a critical role. And our next hero has a huge responsibility for that. There is a charter school system in Arizona that is very highly regarded for instilling its students with kindness and elevated learning. I have seen and witnessed this firsthand. And we have the privilege today of our hero, the CEO of Great Hearts Academy. You can reach him by going to greatheartsamerica.org, Dr. Wade Dyke. Welcome. Tell me, for those listeners, because I know everything about, I feel I have a really great idea of Great Hearts, again, having personal experience there and stuff, but really, what do you see why so many families want to send their children to Great Hearts?
Well, David, thank you, and thank you for having me here. You know, I think that what parents see at Great Hearts is they see a safe, they see a disciplined school, but they also see a school that cares about the full development of the child. Art, music, great books, great learning, Socratic method, things that really prepare a student to survive, to succeed in our world today.
And yeah, and you mentioned that because what I've seen, and I have a child that goes to your school.
Thank you.
And I could tell you too is that what you instill is not just the education. Okay, you need to learn math, extremely important. You need to learn science, you need to learn history and all these things. But you also instill values that really isn't so much taught in schools, but how is it being able to be taught at your school, which is a charter school?
Well, we talk about truth, beauty, and goodness as being at very core of our values. And I think what's so exciting about Great Hearts is its culture, the culture in the classroom, the culture of our teachers, the culture in the hallways where you see great art lining the hallways, the culture of our leaders, our headmasters, the other people involved in Great Hearts. So it's really a commitment to this belief in the whole child and the whole child needing these values to be successful and to be happy in life.
And how many Great Hearts school are there now?
So there are 29 schools, both in Arizona and now in Texas. So we've grown from Greater Phoenix, and now we have schools in San Antonio and now in the Dallas-Fort Worth area too.
And do you plan on continuing to expand?
You know, we want to grow. We want to give more students the opportunity to have this kind of education. You know, it's needed in the world today. More and more young people have to get to college and through college in order to be able to pursue the careers that are available today. So it's important that we reach more people with this.
Now, you are the CEO of GreatHeartsAmerica.org, Great Hearts Academy, and you were selected after an extensive search process to become the CEO. I mean, again, huge responsibility, responsible for not right just the staff, but then also the children that go to the school and their family, right, and the parents and everything of that. Tell me about, though, how the interview process was like going through applying and successfully achieving this role.
Well, it was long and thorough, and there were a lot of great people that Great Hearts considered, so I feel very fortunate they picked me. You know, my background has been in education and education innovation for almost my entire career, and I love a challenge in education and the chance to see something that has such value and grow something with such value.
Now, as the CEO, your goals for helping Great Heart maintain its steady growth and incredible reputation, but how do you instill that throughout so many now locations, so many schools, and so many teachers?
You know, we grow one school at a time, one classroom at a time, and we've been very fortunate to find teachers who have a love for the way we teach, the Socratic method, and the material that they go over, whether it's the books or the science or the art or the music. You know, there are people who come out of our colleges wanting to teach and wanting to be able to teach in this way. So we're fortunate to have relationships from colleges around the country, you know, who are producing teachers like this. And, of course, the staff that stays with us and helps us grow over time. People have been with us for years.
And we're talking with Dr. Wade Dyke in our studio. He is the CEO of Great Hearts, and you could reach him at greatheartsamerica.org. And you're listening with me, David Kogan, the Hero Show of Alliances, where we bring together heroes, we unmask them. And I mean, Dr. Wade, what you're doing in the community and building the community and instilling education in our children and really helping them, what I like to say is be good citizens.
Well, that's what education should do, right? That's what we want education to do. And we take that mission seriously. And our students do wonderful things. You know, and the other thing, they've had some great success going on to college. This is college application season, so parents are waiting to hear, students are waiting to hear. And last year, 98% of our graduates went on to college. They also were very successful getting grants and scholarships. Almost $50 million in grants and scholarships for our graduates last year. So that's a important part of our mission, to make sure that students have the ability not just to graduate, but to get into college and then finish college.
Now, I've met some of your headmasters, and I have to tell you, at one of your schools, Dr. Disher, an amazing person who's doing so much over one of your schools and making sure that that school is run so smooth and that the children really get that education in a safe environment. In fact, let's talk about that. What is the difference between the charter school, just in general charter schools, and the public schools? And right now in Arizona, people have a right to be able to choose whichever school they want to, not based upon their location. So help us understand that.
Well, a charter school is a public school, so it's treated as a public school. It's tuition free. Our academies are all K-12 academies, or growing into K-12 academies. And so parents do have a choice here, though, where they can send their child. And so I think that process is great for education, right? It creates an opportunity for competition. It creates an opportunity, moreover, for innovation. Arizona was one of the first states to do this and really allow charter school choice among the public school for the public school students. And I started my first charter school in Arizona really almost 15 years ago. So it has created an environment where charters can thrive and where parents have those choices.
Now, you have a BA in accounting from University of Wisconsin. You've got a master's degree from University of Oxford, PhD from University of Oxford. And my son wanted to make sure that I asked you this question. He says, Dad, make sure you ask him, what's the best way to study to get a good grade?
Well, I think, do your homework. That's for sure, right? Do your homework. Pay attention in class. I've got three children of my own. And what I tell them is just make sure that the teacher knows that you care about the material, and if you have questions, to go ask the teacher. Because one of the things I'm so impressed about at Great Hearts is really that community of teachers and students. You know, you go to Great Hearts, even when school's over, you see teachers still talking to students, still trying to help out and give students guidance. So I think it's a part of our culture, but obviously it starts with a student and the student's eagerness to learn in an environment where that's going on all around them. So they know, look, that's expected, but that's also cool to learn.
Fantastic. Make sure you go to greatheartsamerica.org. We had Dr. Wade Dyke. You dedicated yourself to education of our youth and providing the best chance for their success. Dr. Wade Dyke, again, greatheartsamerica.org. With me, David Kogan of the Alliances Hero Show, and you may be able to meet Dr. Wade Dyke and learn more tips from him of his success at one of our roundtables or grand tables or other events. Go to where entrepreneurs align, alliances.com. And when we return, are you ready for this? Rising tycoons. Imagine being able to get your child educated in entrepreneurship and being able to go to Camp Entrepreneur. David Kogan with the Alliances.